Tim, this afternoon we feel like we've all witnessed a very good game between two very, very strong National League teams.
Yeah, and funnily enough, it's weird you should say that, because I said to the players after the game, I said if I'd paid my money to come and watch that at National League level, I'd go home delighted and think I'd got my money's worth. I thought it was two really good sides. I mean, to be fair, I'm in Salford. Some of the stuff they play is different class at this league, at this level, sorry. You know, when they start slicking it about and they're so comfortable on the ball and the rotations that they have, they're a really, really good side. And obviously the two lads up front who, you know, bring the bacon home, so to speak. But I thought we were certainly dogged in the way we went about our business early on. We decided in the week that we'd sit off slightly and let them have it at the back and press from a deeper area so they couldn't find too many spaces in between us. Worked to a point. We had a few forays on the counter-attack but couldn't get, you know, over the ball and keep it down. And then we decided that second half we'd press and make them kick it long, and then I thought we had a bit more joy. Obviously hit the post when Jermaine cut inside and curled his shot. And then, I guess the talking point, was it a goal, wasn't it a goal? Well, if it wasn't a goal, don't give it in the first place. It's as simple as that. So I thought then right towards the end we were hanging on a little bit, some really good last gasp defending. Goalkeeper was safe with his handling, but I think all in all it was probably a fair draw.
What else Eddie had to say about the goal? Because I mean, he's there, he's gone to try and win the ball.
Well, I didn't actually ask him, but with all due respect, you know, when a ball breaks, bearing in mind I used to play there, if it breaks 50-50 between me and the striker, I'm expecting to take a hit. I'm going for the ball, he's going for the ball. I couldn't see how it come out of his grasp or whether it was even in his grasp. I couldn't quite tell from my angle. But when it went in, I thought it was a goal. You know what I mean? It's two men going for the ball 50-50. And don't tell me the laws have changed on 50-50. You know, was he in control in terms of the way he attempted to get the ball? I think he was. So my suggestion is I felt it was a goal. And then, of course, we hit the post. So I felt we had some half-decent chances in the second half and played some good football in terms of our approach play. And we're asked to defend, as you would imagine, against Salford, and did so with some resilience. And in the end, as I say, I don't think either of us can complain. It was two decent sides at this level having a right good go, and you know, it panned out 0-0.
Defensive resilience at home this season has been outstanding. That's four goals conceded in 11 games now. The very last line of defence, your goalkeeper, Ryan Boot, I thought he was outstanding at times. Isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ryan came in from Port Vale in the summer and he had a big act to follow because Max O'Leary was excellent for us last year in a campaign where we were obviously fighting against the odds. And he was outstanding. And the biggest compliment I can pay Boot is we haven't missed Max. Now, Max has played for Bristol City in the Championship this year. So Boot's been outstanding. You know, he's one of them. He's calm. He does what you ask him to do. You know, if you want him to kick it somewhere, he kicks it there. If it's there to come and catch in terms of a cross, he'll come and get it. You know, and he makes his shot stopping look easy at times. And there's some shots there that pitched in front of him. Certainly later in the second half, I think it was Lloyd hit one left footed, and it's pitched right in front of him. Any spillage and it's a tap in. And I thought he was clean as a whistle, and a good lad as well. You know what I mean? He's come in. He's dropped a level or two to come here, and who knows, you know, he might find himself back in the Football League.
Just finally from me, I know that you've reiterated that the key this season is get to 50 points, get beyond 50 points. Yeah. That's the thing you'll focus on now. But if people want to test your credentials to be a playoff team, today you've come out and proved them again.
Yeah, well, Salford are going to test many, many teams from now to the end of the season. That just trying to deal with them going forward when they've got the footballs is a real big test, especially for, you know, the likes of us, if you like, or the have-nots a bit. But I thought we did that quite well. You know, we've played a few teams that are up there now. We've played Wrexham here and won. We went to Harrogate and lost. You know, we went to Orient and lost. So I think there'll be swings and roundabouts. I'd still give me 50 points ASAP and we'll reevaluate. But I want this football club to play National League next year and build slowly but surely, and that's what the chairman wants, and that's what we're all geared to try and do. But you know, the higher we can finish, the better, and try and get a good cup run, and we're almost having that.